Investing Simplified is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm with Bo Caldwell, CFP, and Chuck Price, founder and author of Investing Simplified, the book, and the number one bestseller, Your Retirement Made Simple. Chuck Price has been doing estate planning since 1970 and investing in retirement planning since 1975. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America with a financial advisor and now a CFP, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and comes to you live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. You can contact Bo or Chuck by visiting PFGWM. Or you can email them with a question at ask@pfgwm.com. Or you can call them right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, the hosts of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Good morning and welcome to Investing Simplified. Thanks for tuning in, however you're listening to us today. We really appreciate you tuning in. I am Bo Caldwell, CFP, here with you this Saturday morning. And in studio with me is Chuck Price. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Bo.
And we're pleased to welcome back Michael Standard with the Fairway Independent Mortgage Team. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
So how's it going today? You excited to be back in the...
Great opportunity. Last time we spoke, it was just amazing. All the people we informed and all the phone calls we got, it was wonderful.
Well, it's great. I'm really excited for you to be in here. I know Chuck and I have talked a lot about I know enough to be dangerous about the what do they call it? The home equity credit line. And I'm really excited to learn more on how it could help our listeners. I'm excited. Hopefully some folks will call in and give us a call like... Like the announcer said, 877-733-1011 or 503-417-9595. You can also go to investingsimplifiedradio.com if you'd like to send in a question via the website if you don't feel like calling. But Chuck, we were just talking before the show started about how the market is still on a tear so far this year.
Oh, absolutely. Stock market's been going like crazy. And, you know, if you're not in it, you should be in it. As I said it last year, I said I think 2019 is going to be a double digit year, and so far year to date, the S&P is up 15.98% and the Dow Jones is up 13.22%. So pretty good numbers. We had a record first quarter, and I don't really see anything slow down. If we get a deal with China on trade, I think the market's going to go. I mean, I almost hate to say this, but I think the market's going to go above 20. And I think it's good things in store if we can get a trade deal. And I think there's a good chance we can, because economically, China needs us a heck of a lot more than we need China. And that's one of the assets we have going for us. So I think there's a big, big trade deficit there that we've got a lot to work with. And just getting part of that back to America would be a big deal economically.
Huge. Yeah, I think so. I think that the key, and you mentioned that as we were starting, that if you're not in the market, you should be. And that's a big key that we've talked about. I've spent some time this last week talking with clients about the big value out of having an advisor as someone who's making sure that you are properly invested, properly diversified. The other key that I've been pointing out to people, because people's question comes a lot, hey, the market's up, you know, what do we say, 15, the S&P's up so far, and some folks aren't necessarily up exactly 15 because they're in a diversified portfolio. And it's worth mentioning on the air, as I've been mentioning to folks that I've been meeting with, whether they're bringing their outside portfolios in and asking why they haven't been up there, but a diversified portfolio is a little bit different than just the market, right?
Well, not only that, Bo, one of the things is people have a thing called risk tolerance. And if you're willing to be aggressive enough to be up 15, you've got to be willing to be aggressive enough to be down 15. So a lot of times when people look at numbers and say, oh, gee, I wished I was there, they wish they were there on paper, but not in reality, because when you have dramatic ups, you can have dramatic downs. So one of the key things we try to tell our clients constantly is you have to invest within your risk tolerance. If you want to get more aggressive, we can get as aggressive as you want to be. We can be really aggressive. But remember, when you're aggressive, you're going to have more volatility. Now, most people who are in my age bracket and who are retired, they don't want to be they want to make high numbers, yeah, but what they don't want is they don't want the volatility risk of someday being down 15% instead of being up 15%. And so you really, the thing we've tried to do for the 40-some years I've been in the business, we've tried to do with our clients a risk tolerance that a client can take it in good times and bad times. I'd much rather have somebody say to me, gee, I'm really unhappy because I'm up, but I'm only up half as much as the market. I would much rather have that conversation than somebody come in and say, oh, my God, my portfolio is down 15%. I can't take it. I can't stand being down that much. That's because they're over risk tolerant, and they went over their risk tolerance and got too aggressive. And we see it all the time when people come in with portfolios. I was looking at a portfolio the other day that in December, because December was one of the worst Decembers since about 1901, but I've seen people down 14%. Well, if their risk tolerance was 5 to go down and then to be down almost 3 times what their risk tolerance was, that tells me their advisor had them in too aggressive of a portfolio.
Absolutely, and the big concern you have with that kind of a portfolio is that they're not going to be willing to stay invested, right? We've talked about all the time, it's not about timing the market, it's about having time in the market, and you have to allocate yourself so that you can stay with it. We've talked about over the long term, the best investment you can have is investing in capital markets, but it's about staying invested. If you had invested in the S&P 500, you know, the day it peaked back in 2008 and held on to it till now, you'd be up something like, I don't know, it's like 700. You'd be up a massive amount. I don't have the number in front of me, but you've gotten your money back plus at least a couple times it. But you had to have stayed in. It's taken a long time to do it, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna. I got those numbers, by the way.
Perfect.
Just in case you want to know, if you were in the S&P and you got in the day before the market crashed, which was 10/7 of 07, if you got in that day, you right now, for 11 years, 5 1/4 months, are up 7.5% per year.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, if we go back to 2000 at the turn of the century, because everybody forgets, we had the tech bubble pop, and everybody always quotes the tech bubble incorrectly. Mm-hmm. The tech bubble actually busted in March of 2000, not 2001, 2000. And I hear people on TV all the time, big financial shows, giving the incorrect information. Here's the great thing about millennials, and I got to say this. Millennials actually believe they go in and check things out when people say things. They actually go back and look at what really did happen. Because you have people on TV who are saying stuff that happened that if you've been around long enough, Mike, we know what's happened. We lived through
That's right.
it. You know, we've not had any economic time in my lifetime where I've ever heard we have a million more jobs than people to get them on unemployment. Have you ever heard that in your lifetime?
Not once.
Not once. And I got to tell you, this is a great opportunity for a young person coming out of school to get really good jobs if you've got the proper training. So I think we're in a great time for young people. I think we're in a great time for retired people, too, because if you get invested in a managed portfolio like we do and use a strategy like we do, you're going to be protected in the good times and the bad times. And that's really the key to investing, is having your strategy work. But I want to point out about the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, if you go back to the turn of the century, 12/31/99 to today, just to April 2nd, what do you think the NASDAQ is up per year? Mike, you got a guess?
6.5%.
Okay. Pretty good. Pretty good guess. Bo?
I said 5.72.
Whoa. 5.26.
Ooh, pretty close.
Good guess. Yeah. So when you start thinking about those kind of numbers, I'll tell you, here's another one. Let's look at the Dow Jones. If we go back to 12/31/99, the Dow Jones is up 7.09%. Now, if we go back to the day before the crash in 07, it's only up 7.56. The Dow is outperforming the S&P and the NASDAQ. Bo, that's an upside-down market. I mean, you know, from long-term perspective, if you go back 80 years, the S&P and the NASDAQ are going to be double-digit returns, and the Dow isn't. But now we've kind of got things reversed a little bit.
Right. You know, at least for the last, what do they call it? They call it the lost decade, right? Where in the 2000s, and, you know, a lot of people, you mentioned the 2000 dot-com bubble crash, but a lot of people don't think about it, but don't remember that that was three down years in a row, the third year of which was double down what the year before. 2001, we were down 11. 2002, we were down almost 22. So if you can't handle riding that out, then just being comparing yourself to the S&P 500 or even to the Dow or even to the NASDAQ is inappropriate for what your performance looks like. You should be comparing yourself to a diversified portfolio if you're actually in a diversified portfolio. If a lot of advisors out there will say, hey, we beat the S&P 500, we beat the market, and you'll hear a lot of pushback against active management where they say, well, you know, 90% of the time the S&P beats active managers, and you're like, okay, well, but are those actively managed portfolios just in the S&P 500 stocks, or are we comparing apples to oranges here? And a lot of times you're comparing apples to oranges. So the key points are make sure you have your risk tolerance set up. Make sure that you have a portfolio, a strategy that lines up with it. Because no matter what you're doing, if your strategy is, hey, I'm just going to grip it and rip it, I'm going to hold on for the ride, okay, then you're going to be just fine as long as you can hold on for the ride.
As long as you could stand that 3 year of volatility
right.
down.
Three years of down is pretty difficult. So that's the key for folks meeting with their advisor, meeting with their portfolio managers, talking about the different ways that they're going to invest, is they got to make sure they have, we call it a conflict-free portfolio. The idea is we want to make sure that everyone has a plan and a strategy. And when you're sitting down with us, even if we're down or even if we're not beating the market, which occasionally we will, but most, you know, we may not. The key is it fit within the guidelines of your plan and your risk tolerance? And if it does, then it doesn't matter what the market's doing.
Well, it's like you and I have told clients, and I've been telling them for 40 years, you don't retire for 6 months or for 1 year. So if you base your retirement portfolio on 6 months or 1 year, you are making a big, big mistake, because if a husband and a wife hit 70, the odds are one of them's going to be around 22 years. Folks, that's a long time to live off your retirement income, and you don't want to be basing that on 6 months or a year results. You want to base it on a long-term results, and that's where a lot of people fall short, because they just look at a number, and you can't look at a number. Like you said, Bo, you got to look at the total diversification of the portfolio and how it's managed and how it's done in good times and bad times. And sometimes you maybe are not going to be beating the market every single month or every single quarter. But the key is, what do you do over the long term? And that's really the key. I think we got to take a break, though.
Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back, and we'll get into Michael Standard's professional opinion of the market here in Portland, the real estate market, and how options that he has may help you to diversify your portfolio, perhaps with some real estate. So thanks for listening to Investing Simplified. We'll be right back.
We do Investing Simplified.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, here's Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Thank you for listening to Investing Simplified. Thanks for sticking with us however you're listening today. Thanks for making us a part of your day. If you're listening and have a question you'd like answered, we always say there is no bad question, no stupid question when it comes to your investments, your taxes, your estate planning. Give us a call at 503-417-9595 or 877-733-1011. And Michael, we were just talking in the break about, interestingly enough, even though mortgages are at pretty much all-time lows, they're still low. In your experience, you found a lot of folks who are still in mortgages above 6% and possibly right when they're in retirement. So how are you helping those folks?
That's correct, especially the ones in retirement because that's my specialty. I'm the regional reverse mortgage specialist for the West Coast here and at Fairway Independent Mortgage. And I'll give my NMLS number, 1674259. It's unbelievable that seniors are still paying at 6%. Right now, market rates are between 4 to 5% pretty easily. And again, that's wide range dependent on credit and all the other fun stuff. But I focus on their new reverse mortgage, which was changed dramatically in October of 2011. They came in with the new administration and said, we need to make some changes because we want seniors to age in place. And seniors have $7 trillion, that's with a T, $7 trillion in home equity that's sitting there. And we know on the West Coast, it's expensive. Homes are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we made all our mortgage payments, right? So we could stay in our house so they wouldn't kick us out. Now all that equity's there and they can use it. And that's why it's important as CFPs, you guys know this, certified financial planners have to go through a course on the new home equity conversion mm-hmm. mortgage. It's really important that seniors are aware of this. It's not right for everybody. But my objective in life is to help seniors not outlive their money, just like you, by
sure.
using the equity in their home or by downsizing it to something they can afford with using the home equity purchase program, which we'll talk about.
That sounds very exciting. I mean, how many trillion dollars?
$7 trillion.
$7 trillion sounds like a lot of unused equity that's out there. And I know we were talking a little bit before the show today that there's some negative publicity or we could call it fake news out there about yeah. reverse mortgages. Everyone's had that story they hear about, somebody's had a poor experience with a reverse mortgage. And I know that was part of the push back, you know, when they came out with the home equity conversion mortgage was to make sure that, hey, this is not your traditional reverse mortgage. It's it's a lot more malleable and I know it's got a lot more benefits.
That's right. It's sponsored by HUD and FHA, it has FHA insurance on it, which is mandatory, which is a premium up front. That insures your home and insures your children or your heirs from any loss. So if the market's down, you sell your house at a loss, depending on the reverse mortgage has grown to $300,000, you sell your house for $200,000, FHA steps in and pays the loss so your kids don't have to. But your kids still sell it, and if it's up, they'll take the equity home with them, which is a great opportunity for them. And the second thing is they put a spousal rider on it. So that's what we call them, spousal riders. So both spouses can live in the home till they pass or till they decide to sell. Nobody gets kicked out anymore. Because if you're on the contract or if you're married to that person who's on the contract, you can stay in that home as well.
Well, one other thing, Michael, we were talking about on the break that I found kind of amazing, because I've always heard from different real estate people that if you want to go get a reverse mortgage or if you want to get a mortgage on your home and you had a living trust, because we do with conjunction with attorneys for estate planning purposes, a lot of our clients have living trusts.
Right.
And that you had to actually not have the loan on a home that was in a trust. You'd have to get the loan first, then put the home in the trust.
That was the past. Now we can actually do the home and register it with using the HECM loan as part of the living trust.
Okay, so you can basically keep that asset out of probate.
Yes.
Pass the best way possible to the heirs mm-hmm. and still maintain your living trust.
That's correct. Correct. And why is that important for all of us, for all the clients we try to help and plan? Why is that important? Because they have a plan, and their objective is to help their children. And that's what we want to do. And that's why this is a great product.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to pass your assets on to your heirs, you want to pass it in the most advantageous way you can. Yeah. And one of those would be to bypass probate.
Right, right. And how about long-term care insurance? Are we going to discuss that a little bit today?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I don't sell it. I'm not registered to sell it anymore. But I've been working with these seniors and in the nursing care facilities and watching this process. You realize that in America, the average last issue medical expense for a senior is $258,000 on average. That's $258,000.
That's a little over $250,000.
Right. So if you don't have almost $500,000 in brokerage or savings or long-term care in place, you're going to be faced with a Medicaid attachment on your home because they know that, and they will attach your home as you leave
the
hospital, and then it's theirs.
Yeah, so, there are plenty of programs today that we have available to us for clients to get long-term care coverage. Now, we always tell our clients, and have been saying for years on the show, that you know, if you're in your 50s and 60s and you have longevity in your family, that is the ideal time to buy long-term care or to do some kind of long-term care planning. As you get into your 70s and 80s, it becomes very, very expensive, and you almost have to do a totally different kind of planning for long-term care. But if you're not considering that in your portfolio, now, I have some clients who are very wealthy, let's put it this way, they have several million dollars, and they're going to self-fund their long-term care. Mm-hmm. And if you're in that situation, I don't have a problem with a client that tells me, you know what, I really don't want to pay the insurance company. Yeah, I can get my money back. Yeah, I can do this. But I really would rather have that money invested like I haven't invested now. And if I end up spending $500,000, that's, you know, I didn't pay the premium. So it's all what you think about with your money. But I can tell you, for most people, the odds are about 1 out of 4 that sometime in your life you're going to have a disability or a long-term care situation. And so it's an important part of planning. And if you don't look at that part of the planning, you're kind of burying your head in the sand, because it's a reality that can happen.
Right. Well, and a lot of people have assets set aside, but a lot of people don't. Their biggest asset is their home, and they've built up, they've done a great job of paying down their mortgage. We've been paying extra towards principal for however many years. And Michael, if I understand correctly, with the, you know, the CFP board is going to come after me for not understanding correctly, but if I understand correctly, that when you set up the home equity conversion mortgage, that can be a line of credit that can sit there. That's that you correct. Don't have to actually access it, in terms of, a lot of people think of a reverse mortgage in the past, you know, the old style reverse mortgage was basically, I'm turning my home over to the mortgage company and getting my equity out, and they own it. But it's a little different now.
It is different, and I'm going to make 2 points. First, the other point that seniors need to know is this is the only loan where they keep title to their home.
It's big.
Huge, because my home right now is owned by Wells Fargo. I don't have title yet. But you do keep your title to your home, and FHA owns your home, not a bank. So that's really important for them to be aware of. They also have to have 55% equity, but you're absolutely right. A lot of our investors use this as a hedge, because they turn that equity into that line of credit, which earns the current interest rate of the loan. And if they want to, they can go as high as 14% on that line of credit. I'd like to get 14% on my money market.
Yeah.
Because I can access it tax-free.
Sure.
And it's no cost. Then it becomes part of the loan. But yes, on the CFP board, we're all taught to understand, use that equity as a hedge and get as much interest on it as possible. And it's safe. It's not going to go anywhere. You know, it's not going to be broken. The contract's solid. So they have to pay, which is a great benefit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to give a shout out here. Hey, listen, if you're a senior, or if you're going to be retiring soon and you have a large mortgage, this is a pretty good time to pick up the phone and give us a call and ask a question. We've got Michael in studio here with us. This is a good time for you to ask a question to maybe find out if the reverse mortgage is good for you. 503-417-9595, toll free 877-733-1011. This show is not recorded. We're live in studio right now. So if you've got a question, you know, the price is right. It's free. So free is a good price. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Ask that question. Now, Bo and I can ask Michael questions all day long. But really, the question that's most important is the one that's on your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I can speak for Michael. I'm sure if you have questions where you, if you're a skeptic of the reverse mortgage situation or the home equity conversion mortgage, he'd love to talk to you about answering those questions, because those questions are on a lot of people's minds and a lot of people are skeptical about the product, because it does, I mean, honestly, when you first hear it at first blush, it sounds a little too good to be true.
Right.
But there are ins and outs and bells and whistles that go along with it that keep it from being too good to be true. There's all the different checks and balances inside there that you guys have.
That's right. They've really designed it well, because the objective, again, is to keep people off of Medicaid. We want them to use their equity. We want it to be safe for them and for their children. And if you have 55% or more equity in your home, maybe closer to 60% equity, you should really consider talking with me about it. Maybe not online or offline. We'll give my phone number later. But yeah, it's something to look into. There's also a website, the HUD website, www.hud.gov, and look up or search for HECM, H-E-C-M. Gives you all that information, which is great.
Yeah, that's perfect. And actually, if you want to go ahead and give folks just now, we'll come back to it later, but if you want to give them your phone number and maybe your email address if they wanted to send an email right now.
You bet. It's michael.standard@fairwaymc.com. Or you can reach me at 360-690-5278.
Perfect. And we do have a phone call on the line. Greg has some questions about upcoming changes in the stretch IRA law.
Are you there, Greg?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your exact question?
Well, I just saw on the news the other day that Congress is looking to limit the stretch IRA to the point where all those monies that are handed down would have to be handed down and spent or used, I think, within the first 10 years, as opposed to allowing it to be carried down to the next kids and grandkids or great-grandkids. So I didn't know if you could clarify that for me, if you saw that.
Well, here's the thing. There's always bills proposed. Whether they'll get passed is a whole different story. For example, for years and years, there's been rumors they're going to do away with IRAs. They're going to do away with 401Ks. They're going to do away with the Roth IRA. I got to tell you, they're going to have a really tough time, anybody in Congress who would be stupid enough to take on the Roth IRA or the stretch IRA is probably not looking to get reelected. Because seriously, the only way you and I have to plan for retirement and any young person is the plans, the qualified plans that we can use for deductions to pass on to our heirs. And if you take away a way to pass money on to your children and grandchildren, that is just pure stupidity. And I would say any congressman who wrote that bill ought to have a big picture of them with a bullseye on their head say, don't vote for this idiot because he's against retirement planning. And I just don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't see the government changing the stretch. Now, it used to be, the old law used to be, there was no stretch. Back when, you know, when Noah had his boat and I was started in the business, we actually only could do it for 5 years. Right. You could draw it out over 5 years. And then the stretch came along, and we thought, man, this is the greatest thing since, you know,
sliced bread.
Good plate of hotcakes to lumberjacks, you know. But the stretch IRA is such a valuable, important asset for anybody who's trying to create wealth and to pass it on to second or third generation. And I just think anybody touching that is an idiot.
Great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet.
Great question, Greg. Thanks for calling. We're going to take another break here, but when we come back, Chuck and I are going to try and grill Michael with some other questions about the reverse mortgage situation. But as always, it's better if we can have questions from you, the listener, to make sure that we are answering the questions that you might have. I'd hate to think of you sitting there listening to us and saying, no, ask this question. So give us a call. Write us in on the website. We'll see you on the other side.
Investing Simplified.
Hello, my name is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the long-running radio talk show, Investing Simplified. My law practice emphasizes estate planning and probate. My mission statement is practical estate planning for peace of mind. This means that I listen carefully to my clients. I explain the various estate planning techniques and documents in the most understandable terms that I can. I try to make sure that my clients are comfortable with what we are doing together before proceeding, and I discuss my fees up front so the clients don't get any unwanted surprise. Estate planning and probate don't have to be that complicated. My experienced staff and I work closely with our clients to guide them through both of these matters in the simplest and most efficient manner possible. My office is located in the White Office Building at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, right across the street from Mall 205. My telephone number is 971-229-0585, and my website is carljepsenlaw.com.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, here's Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Thank you for listening to Investing Simplified. We're back in studio. Bo Caldwell, Chuck Price, and Michael Standard with Fairway Independent Mortgages here. If you have a question for Chuck, for myself, for Michael, give us a call at 503-417-9595. Or if you're outside the area, 877-733-1011. Now, Chuck, you and I were just talking in the break about how it'd be good to have some real examples, I think, from Michael here of what you've come across in your practice, maybe some ways that you've helped clients really realize their retirement goals by utilizing the HECM.
Yeah, one of the goals that one of the tools that retirees can use is as you're planning for retirement, you have an existing mortgage. And if you have more than, let's say, 60% equity, FHA will allow you to use this HECM to knock out the U.S. Bank mortgage or the Wells Fargo mortgage. You don't have any payments going forward for the rest of your life. So 22 years of payments at $2,000 a month, principal and interest, that's $24,000 a year. Our seniors are loving this because now they have the freedom in their budget to do something. They have now the opportunity to go somewhere in life and do some fun trips, or they have the opportunity to buy that long-term care insurance or whatever they need for their planning. That, as financial planners, you suggest they do something.
Yeah, not only that, over 20 years, you're talking about $480,000.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yep, it's dealing with a client, and just as a quick example, so these loans are not free, okay? FHA charges a 2% insurance premium right up front, right on top, to ensure the children that they don't lose the home and ensure that the children don't have to pay anything upon death, right? So if it's upside down, it takes care of them. The other is the regular mortgage fees, about 2 to 3%, based on your county, based on your taxes, all that fun stuff. So it's all wrapped up in there. So if somebody's doing a $500,000 home and has a $200,000 mortgage they want to knock out, they're going to be paying somewhere between $20,000 in fees. But does that save them money going forward? Let's see. You know, $24,000 a year for the next 20 years of your life?
Yeah, I mean, would you pay $15,000 to avoid $480,000 in payments? That's like a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is you're using your own money. So we're paying a little bit of fees, but you're using the fees to be able to use your own money rather than borrow somebody else's money and pay them interest.
And it's equity too. It doesn't come out of your pocket.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the important part. The money is the equity you're using to do that reverse mortgage. So you're not actually writing a check.
No, you're not. It's just part of the loan, part of the equity they use, and it's a great benefit. Also, for downsizers, I'm doing a lot of reverse purchases. Just give you a quick example. I have a really nice couple we just closed on not too long ago. They're in a beautiful house on a golf course now, two blocks from their grandchildren. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to get a regular mortgage and just pay on a monthly basis. But what they wanted to buy would have cost them about $1,400 a month. And his budget was there because he makes about $5,000 a month now. But when he passes away, the way his retirement's set up, she would only get $2,500. So for him, it was a safer move to use the reverse purchase. He put down $168,000. He now owns a $360,000 or $400,000 home. Okay, and she has a choice when he passes away to stay or to sell. But she doesn't have a mortgage payment anymore for the rest of her life, which is a great benefit for them. Mm-hmm. And they're close to the grandkids. So it's a tool that seniors just need to be aware of because 17% of them know about it. That's it. So we're hopefully educating a lot more today on the radio.
That's the hope. Well, and you know, a big concern, I know that when I talk about this with clients, just bringing it up as a possibility of something to utilize down the line, a big concern that has come up that I've heard from clients, either seniors or getting into their retirement years, is they're planning on having the home be a big part of their estate planning, a big part of what they're passing to their kids. And they have heard, you know, there's the misinformation conceivably out there about the reverse mortgage, that there is no, once you've used the mortgage, whether it's to pay off your mortgage or in the purchase program, there's no equity left for my kids at the end of the day. And that's just not true.
That's not true. Correct. It's age based. So they leave equity in or let you take equity out according to your age. The older you are, the more equity you get. Basically, they try to leave 50% equity in the home. And when you pass, your children can pay off the existing loan. They have first right of refusal. Plus, it's titled in their name. They pay off the existing mortgage, reverse mortgage. It's their home. If the house is upside down, let's say the mortgage loan is $400,000, they can only sell it for $300,000. The children would get to pay 95% of the $300,000 fee. So we're trying to make sure that the kids get the home as part of the estate plan.
That makes sense.
And that the seniors, that we get to use the money to do what we want to in life, right? And have some more freedom, especially on the West Coast and East Coast. It's really expensive to live.
Well, you know, the last time I heard, you don't get to take it with you.
That's true.
Be kind of nice to spend it while you're alive and actually be able to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, that's why you guys do financial planning. You want people to have freedom to do something in the future.
You know, Michael, it makes me think, I always go to spring training every year, and I'm going to give a little plug here for, this is probably one of the greatest weekends if you're a sports enthusiast, if you like golf and baseball. We got the Masters going on in golf, and we got the Mariners in first place and the Astros in second place, although the Astros won last night, playing a three-game series in Seattle. So we get to see it here live on TV, so it's a great time to do those things. But I always am amazed when I go down to Phoenix every year for spring training. I see all these mobile homes and all these trailers going down the road, and it says – the license plates almost on every darn one of them say, I'm spending my kids' inheritance.
Yeah. Or they have a bumper sticker that says, this is my kids' inheritance. Well, that's, you know, the thing about estate planning or planning for your retirement is they do go hand in hand, but we caution clients a lot of times not to overthink about that, leaving something behind. I mean, leaving a legacy is great, and you do want to make sure you can help take care of your kids as much as possible, but at the same time, you don't want to have to, for lack of a better term, to mortgage your retirement. You know, we're talking about mortgage, but you don't want to have to leverage your retirement or take less than you want to, or live the lifestyle less than you'd want to, just to make sure that they're set up.
You know, I'm going to just put it out here. I'm going to say that 95% of the time, and we usually have numerous clients pass every year because our clients, we've been building them for 45 years, so some of them are quite elderly. I would say that the majority of heirs, when our clients pass away, the majority of our children that are inherit the assets from their mom and dad, they tell us when we meet with them before that happens, they tell us they want mom and dad to live and have fun and enjoy retirement, and don't worry about leaving it to the kids. Enjoy your life because, right, you know, you got one shot at it. Mm-hmm. You got to enjoy it. And so most families, now there's some families not the case, but I would say 95% of them want mom and dad to enjoy their life. And what better way to enjoy your life than to have financial freedom?
Right, right.
I mean, I think the relieving of a mortgage at retirement, we tell all of our clients, and I'm a big fan of no debt, and I'm a big fan of not having a mortgage.
Right.
I think one of the best things you can do is get into retirement without a mortgage.
Right.
But I could tell you, if I was going into retirement and I had a mortgage, the first guy I would be sitting down talking to is this guy right here, Michael Standard, because I would want to be stopping that mortgage payment if I could for retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in retirement, it's all about cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. And that's the objective of this product, is to help seniors have the cash flow in life to enjoy life. They can also, a big stage in life is that downsizing process where they just can't stay in that home and something happens. So they need to know that there's a reverse purchase program where they can put 50% down and save 50% of their cash. Just as a quick example, I have another client who's doing a purchase, and they put $300,000 down because they didn't want to, and they could have spent cash on it, right? So they now have $300,000 left in their pocket out of a $600,000 home. So they have extra cash in their name still instead of owning their home outright or having it titled. But it's a great product for people to understand that they can purchase with this and only have to put 50% down. For your seniors, and Chuck, I've talked with a lot of your seniors who we've dealt with, it's a great objective, and they should be looking at, if I have 60% equity or 50% equity, or if I have to come up with cash out of pocket to knock out the existing mortgage, how much money am I saving over time? And they're all excited about it because it's a great strategy for them, because they now have $2,000 more in their budget or $1,000 more in their budget, or get a move to San Diego near the grandkids.
Right.
It's just a great tool for people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we have a question that came in off the interwebs here, off the text machine, Michael, that's wondering about the value of the home. And the question is the value of the home frozen at the time of the loan? And what happens if the value of the home goes up or, more importantly, goes down?
Okay. It is frozen at the appraisal and when you sign the contract with FHA. So it's frozen then. You can refinance these. So the new one allows you to refinance down the road, usually 18 months to 2 years. So if the house is appreciated dramatically, then they can take that appreciation and add it to their line of credit they can spend. If it goes down, it doesn't matter. We locked it at that $300,000 appraisal value. So that's where it's at.
So the line of credit doesn't move over time unless you were to refinance in the case that it was a positive movement if it goes down. And then just because I don't know if this is part of the question, but we talked about it earlier, but just to reiterate, if the value of the house goes down, if we, heaven forbid, we have another housing type crisis, and when you're in the home, you're not going to get kicked out even if the home is underwater, that's what the FHA insurance is.
Right. And also, people can take money out of this on a monthly basis, annuitize it, and that will stay the same amount for the rest of their lives, till they pass away. Even if the market goes down, even if their house depreciates in value, the contract is the contract. So they get $1,000 a month for the rest of their lives in that example.
You know, and that may make the difference in a comfortable retirement and a not-so-comfortable retirement.
Right.
Yeah, because remember, even though you buy a home and you own a home, we need to take a quick break.
Yeah, but you can finish your thought.
Even though you own a home, you're still always going to have to pay the property tax and keep your insurance up and keep the maintenance of that home up. That's going to be there no matter what. Mm-hmm. And believe me, if you're renting, you know, take the reverse thing here and say, if you're renting, listen, I got news for you. You think the landlord's going to pass those increased taxes and insurance to who? To the renter.
To the renter. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com. 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, here's Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. I'm Bo Caldwell here in studio with Chuck Price of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, as well as Michael Standard of the Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. And Michael, I want to make sure we get folks your contact info. So you can contact Michael at 360-690-5278 by phone, or you can contact him at Michael investing.standard at fairwaymasinmaryciasincharlie.com. You can also give us a call here, 503-417-9595 or 877-733-1011. If you have a question, we always say thank you for listening to our show. We thank you for listening to the radio live here, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on a replay. The show is also rebroadcast via iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartMusic, Spotify, any place that you get your podcasts. We are up on there. And Chuck and I actually do a local podcast here in town with about 40 other business owners that have their own podcasts on there. They're doing podcasts that tell you a little bit more about their businesses. We like to dive a little deeper into topics that we can't necessarily cover here on the radio show. But you can find us at thatcast.com. That's thatcast.com. And we have a caller on the line, Louie, with a RMD distribution question. Louie, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So what's your question, good sir?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do an RMD distribution to a charitable contribution, a direct charitable to reduce my income in October. And my question is, let's say in October we continue to have an up market. Do I take the monies out of the equity portion or do I take it out of a cash portion?
That's a good question. You're asking about in the IRA. Are you taking, you know, so we have some inside the IRA that's invested and some that's just sitting
October
in cash?
And let's say the market continues to go up.
Well, I would say I would probably take it from the winnings. You know, it's always good to sell at the top and buy at the bottom, right? So if the market continues to go up, I would suggest you take it from those earnings.
Here's the one question I got, Louie. How much is in cash and how much is invested in the market? What percentage?
Well, I'm fine with all of that. I have to make an $18,000 contribution, and I'm just deciding which portion to take it out of.
Okay. Well, how's your breakout of your IRA? Is it 80% in the market, 20% in cash?
60-40.
60-40. Well, I'd definitely take it out of cash.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point. Yeah, because, I mean, you got way too much in cash.
No, the 40 part is the
bond.
I'd say it's probably 30 in bonds and 10 in cash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Well, then I agree with Bo. I'd take a little off the table because I think we're having a really great market right now, and I'm not sure. I think we're going to be in double digits this year. I'm just not sure it's going to be above 20. So,
right.
And then
if we get into the next year and I'm in another RMD cycle mm-hmm. at the first of the year, should I do the same thing again, take the monies out of the equity?
Well, I personally think that 2020 is going to be a really volatile year because it's an election year. I think there's going to be so much craziness going on mm-hmm. in the election process that I look for a very tough market in 2020. So
my thinking then is if there's still money in the equity side, maybe I take it out early in 2020.
Yeah, I would seriously take a look at it. Now, a lot's going to depend. If we get a China deal on trade, this market's going to take off like crazy. However, I still think going into 2020, election year, is going to be very, very volatile. So I would be way more conservative in 2020 than I am in 2019.
You're right on my thinking. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Louie. Good call.
We also have another caller in line. We have Doug, who has a question, I think, for you, Michael, with a home conversion mortgage question. Doug, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hello, Doug. Hi. Michael speaking.
Yeah, you mentioned about the line of credit on this mortgage, and I'm wondering, how does that work? I was wondering if that can be used as kind of like a bond or something like that, where you have some stability in your income going forward, or at least line of credit that you could use.
Correct. Imagine it more as a money market account. So you can pull funds out of it after 13 months or initially if that's all the cash you have, and it will earn the interest rate that's currently on the loan. So if you're earning 5% on your loan, that's the interest rate of line of credit. If it's 7, it's what you're getting on your line of credit. You can pull that out at any time for any purpose, for your own use. And it is a good strategy for people to have that liquid cash there accessible, and it's tax-free unless you're receiving Medicaid benefits.
Oh, okay. And how do you, you see it's determined by the interest on the loan.
Correct.
How is the interest on the loan determined?
It's off the LIBOR rate. So they're going to lock it off of the London interbanking rate. Funny term that says what the mortgage rates are through FHA, right? So when you lock that, then every year it can adjust, every month it can adjust, or you can have it a fixed rate. You get your choice. And it's a money market on steroids is what we call it sometimes.
So what's the current rate, Michael?
Current rate is 4.58
of yesterday.
As of yesterday.
And you can withdraw that tax-free then, any of the income that's drawing on your on that account.
That's right. A lot of people use it, Greg, as that long-term care that they need for down the road.
Okay, I was just wondering, have a person been ready to retire? I'm wondering about whether it would be wise to take half of that money I'm currently renting and buying a house, you know, with the 50%. I think you need to put 50% down.
Yep, about 50% down. Yes, definitely give me a call offline and we can walk through the scenario and I can give you some rough numbers.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks. Great question, Doug. Thanks for calling in. And for those folks who want to give Michael a call, his phone number again is 360-690-5278, or you can reach him via email at michael.standard@fairwaymc.com. That's 360-690-5278. So I think the big question that Doug asked, and just to reiterate for folks, the way that it works as a money market on steroids, you have, if you're using it like that, where you have your home, so let's say I have a $600,000 home, I've paid it off, I want to set up this line of credit, we're going to get me a $300,000 line of credit, just for easy math.
Yep, easy right? math. Yep.
So a $300,000 line of credit, that line of credit sits there if I'm not using it, and that line of credit grows by the interest amount that would be charged for the loan. Basically, at that point, I'm ostensibly loaning it to the mortgage company.
Correct. Right. FHA, not a mortgage
company. Right, right. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Good point. Yeah. So I'm loading it to FHA, and they're paying me whatever that rate is that we've locked in, whether it's a monthly variable or an annual variable, or we've locked in a fixed. But then when I start pulling it, that's when it starts accruing interest the other way, right?
Right. Then it goes to the loan side of the function, and it's part of the loan. But the benefit, remember, is that you're just using, you're turning your 2x4s into cash,
mm-hmm.
because that's the only way to do it without a payment. It's safe. It's FHA insured now. They keep title to their home, which is critical. And third is that the heirs can purchase it back anytime they want. Okay, upon death, they have 12 months to sell it. They can repurchase it, just pay off the loan and have the home. And the other thing is nobody gets kicked out anymore.
Right.
It has a spousal rider. So if you're married, you're 70 and you're married to a 44-year-old and you make it to 80 and she's 50 still, she can still live in the home until she passes away. So it's a great way to leverage that equity in your home for retirement purposes. It's not right for everybody. I can't help everybody, but it's something we all need to know about.
Well, it's worth exploring, right?
Yeah.
You know, Chuck and I mention that all the time about our practice. We're not right for everybody. We are not the best fit for everybody, but it's worth having a second opinion, worth taking a look, worth giving your office a call and saying, hey, can you guys help me? Does this fit? And you're not out there, you're not selling snake oil, right? The idea is it's only for people that it will actually fit for.
That's right. And I can't sell a thing because it's a three-step process. You actually have to go through the regular application process where we look at your financials like a real loan. Number two, they have to go through counseling. They have to be called and they have to pass a test by a registered certified counselor who understands this product. And if they get a passing grade, yes, they understand it, yes, they're mentally capable, then they can go to the appraisal. Once the appraisal is done, then we have real numbers. But
even then, they're not locked into anything. Then we have real numbers. You can talk to them and say, here's what the real numbers are. Does this make sense for your situation?
Right.
Go home and think about it, and then we'll talk
about
it.
Yeah, talk with your kids. Just have your kids involved. Mm-hmm. Just have your financial planner involved because it's right for some people. It's not right for other people. Great opportunity, though, just to get educated because we all have friends and family who need to talk about this.
Perfect. Well, so we've got a little less than a minute left in the show, but thank you so much for listening to us today. Michael, thank you so much for coming in today. I know Chuck and I would like to have you on more often just to make sure people are knowledgeable about this kind of a concept. 17% seems way too small of a number. So if you have more questions, give Michael a call at 360-690-5278. You can also give Chuck and I a call if you'd like to meet with us on the east side or the west side of Portland, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. That's how you get a hold of us. We'd love to meet with you. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for tuning in however you're listening. Have a great Saturday and God bless you all.
Price Financial Group, wealth management. Price Financial Group, wealth management.
Navigating through today's financial investment world can seem pretty scary. Now, here's the good news. Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management, introduces a new revolutionary concept that will change how you invest now and in the future. It's called AssetLock. AssetLock monitors your investment accounts 24/7, 365, and alerts you when action needs to be taken. And now, Chuck Price offers AssetLock. At Price Financial Group Wealth Management, we believe all our clients deserve to have AssetLock monitoring their accounts. So call Chuck today or online at pfgwm.com and learn how you can get AssetLock on your accounts today for free. Price Financial Group Wealth Management, because the smart investor knows what you don't know can hurt you.
Simplify.
Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.